It's Saturday, the 3rd of June. It's also the 3rd day of the Warrior Mo Community Challenge month. I'm heading home for the parts. I was just about to say that I haven't done this for a while, but actually I still do this pretty regular, but it's been a long while since I actually recorded anything going through the parks. Such a beautiful day, another stunningly warm, sunny. It's unnatural, I tell you, it's unnatural. Well, it's for us, actually. So, I just thought I'd say something for today. And I can't start this at the moment, and I seem to be unable to start talking on audio without thinking about Lee Storm, how she would love this hot, warm sunshine. But anyway, so what to talk about? Something that came to my mind the other day there was things of the past that have gone, well, near enough gone anyway. We passed, as myself and my wife, out walking that evening, we passed a young lass with her new babby in a proper pram, a big one, a big proper pram. Proud, you could see when she approached, smile on her face as she baby talked to the babby in the pram, and the proud look on her face, the rosy cheeks. Newborn, fairly newborn anyway, so my wife stopped to talk to her. Just, it's a thing that was done years ago. And then we started talking after we went away about how things have changed so much, and some really lovely things that used to be part of normal life have gone. And we were talking about prams, babies, and people. We were born in the 50s. Well, we were born in 1950, actually. But we had our first child in 1972. We were married in 71. We had four kids. But at that time, before then, at that time and after, for a good number of years, what would happen would be that any mother would get her kid, her baby, into a pram. Not a buggy, not a mamas and papas, super duper, can face any which way but loose, buggy, compact, whatever you want to call it. A proper pram, maybe a Silver Cross if they had the money, but there was a few other makes. And they would set out, walk that baby up the street. And without fail, virtually, I would like to say, every woman that came along, they would know that lass, whatever her age was, they would know her. They would greet her and the babby. They would coo-coo into the babby, wish them all the best, and leave a wee donation in the pram. Now, back in the day, a donation would be down from a pound to a fiver. It would be tucked in below the baby's pillow. By the time that mother done her shopping up the street, or maybe she just even went a walk up the town, come back, probably had quite a nice little parcel in below the baby's pillow. But she didn't do that for a reason. What they did do was, it was the pride of having a new baby and taking it out, and it was a done thing. And I spoke that, you know, how that has all gone now. People have babies now, but the mothers, how many times, how often do you see a mother actually wheeling her pram, you know, walking up around the town, excuse the wind by the way, happens very, very infrequently nowadays, but back in those days, and I'm still talking about the 70s, possibly in the early 80s, that mothers did that. They went out and took the wee. Now, they've all got cars. The new baby has to be seen in a mama's and papa's or some other manufacturer's special cot for a car, tucked in there, maybe in the front seat, the back seat. But driving around, driving that baby wherever the mother was going. It's sad times, you know, because that was all part of the social, very social aspect of life. Because people knew each other. They spoke to each other. They stopped in the streets or in the shops and blethered to each other. How are you doing? How's the wife? How's the husband? How's the children going? And it's sad, actually, that we've actually lost, just about lost, anyway. I don't know what it's like in other countries. I can only talk about here. But it's very sad. You may actually hear wheels, because I'm pulling my wife's buggy, her shopping trolley, back to the house, loaded with some shopping. She's at the Kirby, by the way. Anyway, yes. So it was a feature, and one that was just, it was actually so wonderful because new mothers would meet other new mothers, maybe stop and blather for ages on the street. How did it go for you? All that kind of stuff. But it was part of life, and it was a great part of life, it was a great social part of life. But now, I'm afraid to say that all too often new babies are stuffed into something in the back of your car, and well, no doubt if they are going to cafe or McDonald's, then people will see the baby. But it's not the same. Modern life has many great benefits, but it's also got what's the word I'm looking for? Great negatives, and that's one. A great social aspect of life that's just about vanished. It's a shame. But anyway, I suppose I could come up with many aspects, good aspects of social life back in the day. Not a great expression, back in the day. I suppose that younger generations now, teenagers now, somewhere down the line in the 2000s years, will be saying, "Remember back in the day when people actually drove cars instead of hover cars." Yeah, something stupid like that. Anyway, well, it changes not for good, and that's definitely one. Proud mums, you should be proud. You've endured a lot. You have endured a lot to have that baby, and you should get it out there in a proper pram and walk that wee baby, get out in the fresh air. Don't stuff it in the back of your car, for God's sake. Out in the fresh air and meet people and be sociable, and probably even come back with a few pounds in below the pillow. Anyway, that's my audio for day 3 of the Audio Challenge.